On this week's Arts Page, the 8th Annual Jamaican Arts Odyssey happening this weekend. Stay tuned. The Jamaican Arts Odyssey is an annual arts showcase and fundraising event hosted by Great Huts Resort, which features on the calendars of local artists and art enthusiasts. This year's staging, set for June 22 to 24, will be a showcase of local and international art and culture, which will take patrons from Kingston to the home of the Blue and Jonquera Mountains, the verdant tourist magnet of Portland.
The Jamaican Arts Odyssey is a creation of Dr. Paul Rhodes, who's the proprietor of the Great Huts Resort. Great Huts is unique in its approach because Dr. Paul sees it as an integral part of their agenda to incorporate local culture and stuff into the daily life of the resort. So the Jamaican Arts Odyssey has started and evolved out of his great passion for Jamaican art and his wish to bring together what he sees as master artists from the region and from all over the world.
On the team this year is mystical artist Nakazi Hutchinson, also known as Nakazi Tafari, daughter of Jamaican-born artist Dawn Scott. Nakazi says the three-day event will feature exhibits, discussions, and demonstrations, opening in Kingston with the legacy of artist and sculptor Jean Pearson.
The launch is held at Grosvenor Gallery, and that's an exhibition of my work that is devoted to who was my great inspiration and very dear friend, Jean Pearson, who has recently passed.
This year's staging is free, with donations invited as the team seeks to raise funds in support of the Portland Rehab Management Shelter.
Where we've flown in artists from Africa, from the U.S., groups of young, talented artists, seasoned veterans like tenured professors and so on. We come together as a group and then we create work. And in selling that work, we help to raise funds for various charities, the most notable of which is the homeless shelter in Port Antonio.
A masquerade cocktail party will be the highlight of the weekend, preceded by a mask-making workshop where guests will be able to craft their own disguises.
Attendees will get to have a mask specifically created for them and participate in the process of making this mask, a masquerade type of mask. And then this will be followed by a masquerade party, and they'll get to wear the creation of people, lots of intellectuals, artists, a very, very interesting mix of people. And so we get together and really have a great time.
The Masquerade Cocktail Party is set for this Saturday, that's June 23, at Great Huts in the Great Room of the Africana House, starting at 7:30 p.m. Great Huts host Dr. Paul Rhodes will be joined by Portland-born tenured University of Massachusetts professor Brian McFarlane, who will feature his own presentation entitled Reclaiming Ancestral Roots: The Healing Powers of West African Masks and Contemporary Arts.
So Brian is going to talk about masks, and it's not a mimicry of the African tradition, more of retention that has come through as a pattern consistently over years. Brian is going to talk about the making of masks, and he's going to connect it back to the African ancestry and the retention, but it's also talk about it in the context of modern art.
Transportation will be provided for the 8th Jamaican Arts Odyssey, being held from June 22 to 24. For registration details and the full weekend schedule, call 876-408-8615. And before we go, Gatfest Film Festival continues tonight with Jamaica Night at Bob Marley Museum and the Colombian Film Workshops in Kingston and Montego Bay. Visit gatfest.com, that's GATFFEST.com, or call 876-970-1467 for more details. And Jamaicans will get the chance to see their favorite contestants in this year's Jamaica Festival Song Competition at a series of road shows. And the final show will be at the Monimar Square in Spanish Town, St. Catherine on June 29. Show begins at 5 p.m. and is free to the public. That's it for this week's Arts Page. Until next time, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.